Hua yo ome kosher ruach habrios nocham imenu, ruach hamokom nocham imenu. Ein ruach habrios nocha imenu, ein ruach hamokom nocha imenu. So clearly what the Mishnah means, again, the Rambam doesn't comment on this part of the Mishnah, but clearly what the Mishnah means is not that Ruach HaBios Nocho Himenu is sufficient, that Ruach HaMokom Nocho Himenu, but what it means, and that's what's conveyed through the Kefel HaTanai, as it were, that it's necessary. If Ruach HaBios Nocho Himenu, so then the person is in a position where potentially it will be Ruach HaMokom Nocha Mimenu. I don't know, it could be Ruach HaBios Nocha Mimenu, and every morning for breakfast he eats, he eats chazer. So, that's not going to yield. It won't interfere with Ruach HaBios Nocha Mimenu, but it will interfere with Ruach HaMokom Nocha Mimenu. What it means is that Ruach HaBios Nocha Mimenu contributes to Ruach HaMokom Nocha Mimenu. And what's more, it's even Ma'akev, because ein, and that's what the Mishnah goes on to add, that ein ruach habios nocha mimenu, ein ruach hamokom nocha mimenu. Part of Avodas Hashem is that a person should be meurav im habios. Rabbi Dosa ben Horkan has said, Shena shoshachus v'yayin shal tzarayim v'sichas hayolodim v'yeshivas knesiyah shal amei oretz mutzina sa'odim min ha'olam. What does the Rambam say? Omer, Ki hadvarim ha'ele mevatlem es mailo sa'odam ad sheyetzim min ha'olam kshehu nifsad. Meaning, we're not talking about an onesh here. It's not that there's going to be an onesh which is imposed. No, this is just the natural result. If a person is so indulgent and always oversleeps and then gets himself somewhat intoxicated in the afternoon, and then he's just shooting the breeze. So, just on a very natural level, Torah matehe aleha. Rablaza ha-modoi omer, ha-machalas ha-kodshem va-vazes ha-moados, והמיפה ביסו של אבר מבינו ואמר לפני חבר ברבים והמגל לפונים בהטובה, אף על פי שיש ביודו מייסים טובים, אין לו חלק לא למהבה. What does the Rambam say? מלבין פני חברו, המבייש אס חברו ומחלימו. Meaning, I think this we spoke about once. We saw that the Rambam in Perek Vav of Deos what the Rambam writes in Perek Vav Halacha Ches that Afal Pisha Hamachlim Es Chaveru Ein Aloke Vav Ches midway. I don't know, midway, a little bit, in Talochachas. Afal pisha machlam is chaver in a loke oven gadol hu. Kachom el chachamem, hamalvim p'nei chaver berabim, ein lechelek olam haba. Lefichach tzach adam lizor v'do v'zeh shalo levayesh chaver berabim. So we explained, and this sort of addressed otherwise the difficulties in the halacha, that levayesh is less intense than lahachlim or lahalbim, maybe corresponding, let's say, to the words in English of to embarrass and to humiliate. That humiliate certainly has a much more intensive connotation than simply in quotation marks levayesh, and that's what the Rambam is saying that this. Ultimate punishment of Hamal and Penechavel Berabim means that it's the intensive form. It's not just the embarrassment. It's not just Hamavayish Chaveru, but it's Machlimo. But it's It's he humiliates as well. Umegalaponim b'tova, what does that mean? Hu ha'ovel mitzvos ha'tova b'farhesia u'begoloi. V'hi tachlas ha'kfira. K'mo sh'ama yisala v'hanefesh asher tase b'yad v'ama. Regardless of what a person professes to believe, sometimes a person's actions will drown out and override, again, whatever the person professes to believe. And what the Rambam is saying is, kfira, the category of kfira, is a category of belief. The person professes, Rahman al-Islam, atheism. He professes that Rahman al-Islam, that he doesn't believe in Torah min Shamayim. Kfira is a category of belief, but it's also a category of action. There are certain actions which, regardless of what the person does or doesn't profess, which are kfiridik. And the brazenness of Ovel mitzvah sadar b'fahesu b'goloi is such an example, such an instance of the category of kfiridik actions. You see this same category in the Rambam. If you go to Hilchos Avodah Zarah for a moment, Rabbi Yosef. So we know that Chazal say, one second. That kol ha'modeh b'avodah zarah is kofeh b'chol ha'torah kula. The Rambam, the end of Hilchos Shabbos. Perek lamed halacha tezvav. HaShabbos v'avodah zarah kol achas mishtehen shkula keneged shor kol mitzvos ha'Torah. V'hashabbos hi ha'osher ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'eineinu la'olam. L'fichach kol ha'ovel shor mitzvos harei b'chal rishei Yisrael. Aval ha'machal shabbos b'farhes yarei ka'ovel avodah zarah u'shneim k'goyim l'chol divrayim. So a person who's modeh b'avodah zarah is kofeh b'chol ha'torah kula. Even though for the Rambam, avodah zarah, again, as he defines it in Perek Aleph and Perek Beis, is even if a person, again, in Aleph, as you recall, in avodah zarah, the Rambam says that b'mei enosh, the form in which avodah zarah initially emerged, was that they believed in Hashem Echad, but they directed acts of worship towards Dvarim HaNivraim without ascribing to them any discretionary powers. And then in Beis Aleph and Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam tells us that Iker HaTzivri B'Avodah Zarah Shelo Lavod Echad Mikol HaBruim Afal Pish V'Afal Pi, I'm skipping a little bit, Sheha'oved Yodea Shehashem Hu Elokim. Mitzvahs avodah zarah keneged kol mitzvahs kulan beis dalid in avodah zarah. Mitzvahs avodah zarah keneged kol mitzvahs kulan. He shenem v'chisishku v'losasu es kol mitzvahs. U'mipiashmu alamdu shabav avodah zarah kosu medaber. Hala mandato shakol amode b'avodah zarah kafu b'chol haTorah kulo b'chol anaviim u'b'chol mashen tztav anaviim me'odom v'ad sof ha'olam. Even though the Oved Avodah Zarah says, I believe in Hashem Echad, but I direct acts of worship to the Shemesh, to Yireach, to the Kochavim, to the Malachim, because they're Shamashim HaMashamshim Lufana Bamara. Why? Because, again, there's a category of Kfira. Kfira is not only a category of belief, it's a category of action. There are Kfira that give beliefs, and there are kviradika actions. And that's the same yesod which we have here by ha'ovel mitzvah satorah b'faheshi b'goli, the megal ponim b'torah. K'mo sh'ama yisal v'anefesh sh'tase b'yad roma, again, the pasuk continues, as Hashem hu megadef. V'inyan megal ponim, how does megal ponim, how does the phrase convey this sense of ovel mitzvah satorah b'faheshi b'goli? V'inyan megal upon him, megalu meyaz ponov, v'zelash shonim b'perusha, v'hu b'gemar peya, onlu megal upon him b'atora, ha'over al divrei Torah b'far hesya, ki Yehoyakim ben Yoshiyahu. To cover one's face is an expression of reticence, is an expression of inhibition, is an expression of tznius. So therefore the figure of speech of to be megal eponim is the antithesis, is the brazenness, is the arrogance of the person who's over mitzvah sator b'fahesu v'goli. Mefer bris ha-moshech lo orla, who looks to camouflage the fact that he's had a bris. V'shom omru, al kol ha-dvarim sh'omru ha-chachomim bohem, there in the Yerushalmi, Chazal say, al kol ha-dvarim sh'omru ha-chachomim bohem sh'osa osam ein l'chelak olam haba, omru ma'anan kaimen. What are we dealing with? Im b'sh'osa tshuva, ein l'chadava, sh'omru b'fnei ba'al tshuva. Ella b'shalo asa tshuva v'meis b'yisurin, koma shechumras osan ha'averos shehizkiru bohen. Ein l'cheleg yosem isha ha'averos. It doesn't mean that, Rachman Litzlan, that they don't lend themselves to tshuva. Rather, it means shehayisurim in hamisa ein ha'machapim osam, that the person doesn't get any degree of kapara even as a result of Misa v'Yisurim without Tshuva. I don't know, this is very mechudishdek. In the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, I'm not sure that we find that there's ever any degree of kapara without Tshuva. And over here, it sounds like that by Shor HaVeros, there is an element of kapara even without tshuva, and that's what's not true of these averos enumerated in our Mishnah. Okay, Ayin Alav. When you take a look here in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva, so the Rambam understands our Mishnah. Take a look at Gimel Halacha Yud Dalid. Kol echad ve'echad me'abah ve'esem anoshim elu shamaninu, meaning the apikorsim, the mosrim, the kofim batorah, etc. Afal pi shehen Yisrael ein lam chelak olam haba. V'yesh averos kalos me'elu, which are not intrinsically, inherently as chomor. That's the key phrase here, we'll say. ain lo chelik olam haba. Kedei lesvachek mehen ulizar mehen. Ve'elu hein, ha'machanes chaveru, va'akore lechaveru b'chinuyo, va'hamalbin p'nei chaveru b'rabin, va'hamiskabed b'klon chaveru, va'hamivaza tamidei chachamim, va'hamivaza rabosav, va'hamivaza samordos v'machalas hakotshim. So the Rambam learns pshat in our Mishnah and other mamorim that he integrates into this one halacha, that when Chazal say, for instance, in our Mishnah, that ha'machalas hakotshim, it means the person does so habitually. It doesn't mean that these averos are so chamuros that if a person does it once and fails to do tshuva, that he loses his chelik in olam haba. What it does mean is if a person does these things habitually, so then that cumulative effect, they are sufficiently chamur, that when compounded by the fact that the person does these things habitually, he's ragil bahen, then and only then would he have the onesh rachman al tzlan absent tshuva of ein lechalek olam haba. The pshat certainly fits the lashon hamishnah, although in a minute we'll ask a question of Linadu. It certainly fits the Lashon HaMishnah in the sense that by saying Mechalel HaSakotshim Mevaza HaSamoados, it does also accommodate the pshat of someone who's doing it on a regular basis, as opposed to Misha Chilel HaSakotshim or Misha Biza HaSamoados or Misha Hilben Pnei Chaver Berabim. Such a formulation would imply that it's no dafka, even a one-time offense, rachman al etzlan, and the lashon hamivaza, it doesn't dictate the Rambam's pshat, but it certainly admits of the Rambam's pshat. What's a little of tzachi and kal, and I'm not sure that the Rambam doesn't, I'm not sure that the Rambam really addresses this. Is that kumdois, that within our Mishnah, not all the cases are b'chada machta. So for instance, where the Rambam does quote everything in our Mishnah, but the two cases of Hamefer Briso Shel Avraham Avinu, which is Moshe Cholasso, and Megal Ponim B'Torah, that the Rambam quotes in Perek Gimel Hilchos Tshuva amongst the initial Esrim V'Avor. And the rest of the cases here are the Averios, which are Pochos Chamuros. So it's, I don't know, it's a little bit of a tzarchi and why in our Mishnah they're sort of strung together in one list when it's really, I mean, it seems clear that the Rambam has different groupings for those she'en lem chelak olam haba, and Megal Ponim B'Torah shelo ka'alocha. Megal Ponim B'Torah is in a different, more chomer dika classification than these other cases. So I in a love, why in our Mishnah they're just integrated the way they are. Okay. Next mission. Rabbi Shmuel Omer have a kal la rosh v'noach la tishchores, v'havi mekabelus kol la odom b'simcha. What does the Rambam say? Kalos he. Okay, whatever the Arabic word is for kalos. V'noach. What does noach mean? Ha'ipok v'hamesinos, restraint, and discipline, moderation. Omer b'tzava azos, im ato nimsem odom gedol hamayla, asay atzmocha kal klapov, v'shamesh lefonav ech sheyirtza. Havi kal l'rosh means you should be mevatel yourself to an odom gadol. V'tiyah mosolo. On the other hand, im ato nimsem odom shchur seyar, someone whose hair is still dark, meaning a young person, kloma tzoyer b'shanim, al ta'asekein, ela heyeh nichbarimo. A person's not supposed to be mevatel himself. He should maintain his not gaiva v'chon etzan, but he should maintain his dignity. Ve'al tehei kolil v'lo poshut midai. Achar kach omar al tachshov ki mashe his hauticham li yos poshut midai matzoy b'shonim mechayev shetak bilpon of koder. Don't think that Noach l'tishchodes means that a person should be cold and stern in greeting or interacting with a younger person. Not the ein zo akavana. El roish shetakvil pnei kol adam kotnam v'god v'ugdolam ben chorin shebahem v'evet. Kol echad shehu mimin ha'adam besasan u'besimcha. You should be mekabel, it's called adam besimcha. Then the Rambam says, v'zeh yoseh midivei shamai, who said in Perek Aleph, b'sevi uponam yofos. This is more than Shamai said. So what does that mean? It seems to be a machlokas, right? It's a machlokas, Rabbi Yishmael and Shamai, Whether you have to be mekabel b'simcha, whether you have to be mekabel b'sev upanim yafos, that's what it means. Maybe, but we'll see shortly. We'll know the answer, Hashem. Maybe not. If you have the Rambam in the Yad for a minute, take a look in Hilchos Deos, Rabbi Yossi, Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, Beis Zayin here in Deos, Rabbi Yossi. Lo yia adam bal schok vehesel. Right, Rakal Yosef paro hosel to make a mockery of things. So a person shouldn't be flippant and the type who makes a mockery. On the other hand, lo otseva onen. You're not supposed to be like not supposed to be like Eeyore either. For the highly cultured in the audience. Ella Samech. Listen, should be Samech. For those who don't know who Eeyore is, there'll be a Chazar Shir afterwards. Kachom Chachomen. That's going to be the next, very next Mishnah. So this halacha is challenging. A, why is the Rambam repeating himself? He begins, Lo ye adam bal schok vehesel, v'lo atze v'onen, and then he repeats it, v'tzivo, shlo ye adam parat v'schok v'lo atze v'mesabel. I heard you the first time. What's he repeating himself here for? Question number one. Question number two, when he repeats himself, seemingly he contradicts himself. Initially, he said, what's the midah beinonis? If one end of the spectrum you're talking about is schok vehesel, and the other is otzev onen. So what's the midah beinonis? What's the derech beinonis? To be besimcha. So im kvar az kvar, when the Rambam's repeating it and says, v'tzivu shalai yehei paretz b'schog, v'lo otzev m'sabel, so why is he quoting Shammai's Mishnah from Perek Aleph? He should have been quoting our Mishnah here of having kavas kol adam besimcha, because that's what he just indicated in the beginning of the halacha, that simcha is the derech hamemutzaas between the schok at one end of the spectrum and the atzvos at the other end of the spectrum. Well, Elamai, l'chor, the pshat is as follows, Rav Yossi. There's another shift, another change the Rambam makes. In the first go round, he says lo otze ve'onein. The second time, he says lo otze ve'misabel. Right? Excuse me. He changes onein for misabel. What's the pshat? L'chor as follows. The mission says in Sanhedrin, in Paragnigma Hadin, talking about how the relatives of Haru, if Achman Letzlan, you have someone who's Chai Mrs. Bezdin and actually would get Mrs. Bezdin, so the relatives are not supposed to react the way they would to their relatives' death under any other condition. They're not supposed to be onanim. They're supposed to be smechim. And then the Mishnah says in that context, Eina ninus ala balev. Eina ninus ala balev. Aninus describes an inner state, an emotional state. So the word is like this. In the beginning of the halacha, the Rambam is talking about a person's disposition, about a person's inner equilibrium, about a person's inner state. What should the person's inner state be? Again, it shouldn't be one of flippancy, of lightheadedness. On the other hand, it shouldn't be one of sadness and depression. But the person, again, referring to his inner state, his emotional state, he should be sameach. Now, v'tzivu is talking not about the person's inner state, but what a person demonstrates. What a person demonstrates. And that's why now the Rambam's going to change onein into misabel. Avelus is associated with nihuge avelus. When a person is in avelus, so you look at it, you see the person's in avelus. He's not cutting his hair. He has atifas harosh. He's sitting on the ground. You see the nihuge avelus. By definition, the aninus, the inner feelings of mourning are inward. That's described as onen, but the nihugim, the outer manifestations, the demonstration is misavel. So vitzivu is not repetition of osai. The vitzivu is that Chazal then told us in terms of what a person's outer posture should be, what a person should be projecting klape chutz in line with lo yiyeh odom, in line with the resha, the what a person should project, what a person should demonstrate is lo yiyeh poritz b'schok, and notice the difference, right? Baal schok is describing the person. Poritz b'schok is describing how he behaves. So the shonas are so meduyokin. How flavor fella. V'tzivu shalei odom poritz b'schok v'lo otzevu misabel. And again, misabel contrasts with onen. Ella, why did the Rambam shift from simcha to seva ponim yafos? Because the Rambam in pshat, it's not a machlokas between Shammai and Rabbi Yishmael, that Shammai says, you should smile when you see someone. And Rabbi Yishmael says, no, you should hug him and give him a kiss in both cheeks. And there's a machlokas between Shammai and Rabbi Yishmael. No. Ma'am achad v'lo pligay. Shammai is talking about what you demonstrate, right? The affect that the person sees. The Sefer Parim Yafos, greet him with a smile. Greet him with a smile. Greet him in non-pandemic days with a warm handshake. Greet him b'sevev ponim yafos. Rabbi Shmuel is talking about what the person's inner state should be. When our Rambam says here in the Perush Mishnayos, "V'zei Yosem Midivrei Shammai," he doesn't mean that there's a machlokas and that Rabbi Yishmael sets the bar higher than Shammai. He's saying they're talking about two different areas. One's talking about, again, an area of what a person manifests, and the other is talking about what a person feels. It's more challenging to fulfill a mandate of how you're supposed to feel than what you're supposed to do, right? It's much easier to control actions than it is to mold and shape feelings and reactions, and inner states. And that's the pshat. That's the pshat. V'zeh yoseh midivrei Shammai, meaning a person can not be besimcha, but to his credit, not hypocritically, but to his credit, put up a good front and be besave upon him yofos. And then he would be satisfying that requirement of what should be projected, what should be manifested. But Rabbi Yishmael says there's another din, because ultimately the midah beinoness is not just how a person acts, it's ad sheyikavu bo. And the yikavu bo is that a person should be genuinely happy to interact with other people. That when there's occasion to interact with other people, So a person should, again, inwardly, in terms of describing his inner state, his emotional state, the person should be genuinely happy to be interacting with other people. For all of life's problems, for all of the legitimate criticisms and at times even condemnations that a person can have and at times should have, for what he sees, for what he observes, for certain types of behavior, etc. L'maisa, v'yalu kem eskola she'osem v'nei tov mod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Bria is a good thing. The Bria is a good thing. Which means that for us, a balanced approach is without in any way diminishing the principles we have, without in any way blurring the distinction between right and wrong, emes and sheker. But a person has to have a positive attitude towards life and specifically a positive attitude towards people. And that's what it means. V'avim mekabelos kol adam b'simcha. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Schok v'kalas rosh me'agilim la'eva. So we saw the Rambam just quoted that. We saw here. What's pshat? What's pshat that schok v'kalas rosh me'agilim la'eva? So schok v'kalas rosh, remove inhibition. When a person is flippant, so that's the antithesis of inhibition. It's the antithesis of exercising and being mindful of self-discipline. And then memela, if a person removes inhibition, If a person is acting in a way or has a state of mind that's antithetical to discipline, to self-discipline, So then there's going to be nothing to check the Yetzirah. So then the very natural and strong Yetzirahs that we have will go unchecked. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Huhoya Omer Masores Siogla Torah, Nidorim Siogla Pishus, Siogla Chochma Shtika. What does the Rambam say here? Omer, Sheim Noda Ho Odom Nidorim Al Eze Dvarim Vikiyamam, Yirchosh La'atzmo Es Hergel Hahimonus, Mimashi Yirtse Lihimona Mimeno. V'yikavalo, v'takel olav apishus, koma lihishomer min hatumos, kemosha amanu b'chagiga, bigde ama oretz medras lapushim. So here the pshat in the Mishnah. Certainly, the Rambam Savona in the Mishnah is as follows. On the one hand, the Rambam quotes in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Deos Halacha Aleph. On the one hand, Chazal say, and this is the way the Rambam quotes it, Shema Yoma Odom Hol Va'atay Va'akovod V'chayotzei Bohen Derech Rohen U'motzi Nesu Odom Min Ha'olam Efosh Men B'yoser Ve'esrachek L'tzad O'achron Ad Shelo Yochal Boso V'lo Yishte Yayin V'lo Yiso Yishe V'lo Yeshe V'dir Anot V'lo Yilbash Malbash Noel Asak V'atzem V'chayotzei V'chayotzei Bohen K'yon Kom Me'edom Gamzo Derech Rohi ואוסו לילך בו. המהלך בדרך זו נקרא חוטי הוא עומי ונוזר, וחיפה עליו מהשוחות על הנופש, עומו חכמים, ומים נוזר של פירת שלו מן היין, צורך כפורה, המונע עצמו מכל דבר, לחס כמה וכמה. לפיכך ציבו חכמים, let's look at this carefully, רבי עושה, לפיכך ציבו חכמים שלא ימנע עודם עצמו אל מדברים שמונע התורה בלבד. We're discouraged, strongly discouraged from taking the Dorim Mishvuos. Strongly discouraged. Lo yiyah osar atzman ben Dorim Mishvuos al-dvarim ha-mutorim. Kach ha-mu chachom, lo dayecha ma'asha osar ha-torah, el sha'ata osar alecha dvarim ha-cherim. You know better than the Ribbono Shel Olam how to devise a regimen, a spiritual regimen. Me'idach Gisa, you have, again, that's one Maimah Chazal Ram quotes. Me'idach Gisa, you have our Mishnah, that Nedorim Siag Lepishus, which the Rambam also quotes at the end of Hilchos Nedorim, if you take a look at Yud Gimel, Chav Gimel, in Nedorim. Misha Noda Nedorim Kedei Lechonein Deosav L'Sakein Maisav Harezen Norim Meshubach. Ketzad, Kegon Misha Yel Zolel, ואוסה הבוסה אולף שונה או שתיים. ומי שהיה שוגה ביין, ואוסה היין על עצמו זמן מרובה, או שאוסה השיקוס לעולם. וכן מי שהיה רודף שלמונים ונבר להון, ואוסה על עצמו המתונס או הנויס אנשי מדינה זו. וכן מי שהיה מזגור ביופיו, ונודה בנוזר וחיוצא בנדורם אלו, כולם דרך עבוד על השם היא. ובנדורים אלו וחיוצא בו, אני אומר חכורם, סיוג לפישוס, נדורים. So it's clear from the Rambam, you wouldn't even call it a Kosev HaShlishi, because it's clear from the way he presents the initial Shnei Ksuvim, that the Pshat is as follows. Nedorim are strongly and actively discouraged when a person is looking to create a different ideal. No, the Torah's ideal is the Derech HaBeinoni. My ideal is that a person should be an ascetic. So that's lo dayecha masha osra Torah ela sha'ata osal atzmocha. That's al tehi tzadik harbe. That's actively discouraged. But what if I'm not looking to create a different ideal? What if I see on the contrary that I'm not living up to the Torah's ideal? I find that I'm a zolel v'sovei. I eat too much basar. I drink too much yayin. I don't have enough Yerushalayim to curb that. I do have enough Yerushalayim, I hope, that I will have a Yerushalayim from a neder. So then that is appropriate. Because again, the chilek is simple and compelling. The chilek is whether the person is establishing a different ideal or whether the person on an individual basis as needed is looking to compensate for a weakness, for a flaw that he has. Basically, Nedarim Siyag L'Prishus is similar to what the Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Deos, that the way for a person, if he finds himself at one extreme, to get to the Derech HaBeinonis is to temporarily go to the opposite extreme. And that's what Nedarim Siyag L'Prishus mean. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here. We have more to talk about the United States Mishnah, but we'll stop here for today. I apologize. I have to run now. But everyone should have a very good, productive day. Be well, be safe. A good Shabbos from Versailles.